still need the page from last week, so I hope that you have the page from last week. The page that you're getting now is a new page, and it was a page last week. I want to begin by thanking the sponsors of this year, David Edelson, Le'ilu Nishmas, his father, Rav Shlomo Yehuda Aryeh ben Rav Binyamin David, Zichron Levrach, and Neshama Shav Aliyah, and the whole family, Shalei Simcha Nachas, and Avi Feinberg, Le'zech Nishmas, his father, Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Ruvain, Ben Meir, Eliezer, and Neshama Shav Aliyah, Simcha Nachas, and Levrach. We began last week the sugya of Kivrei Tzadikim Bechlal. We spoke a little bit about Maaros HaMachpelah and the unique problem with Maaros HaMachpelah as being some sort of a quasi-mask that created a certain discomfort for many poskim. But the broader issue, of course, that we're talking about is, A, the whole issue of whether it's Bechlal Mutter to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim. We see that we do, and we've been doing that for a long time. But how is it? I think that's the next third sheet. That's the second sheet.
Wait, that's
Rav Cook. That's from the Matzah Shabbos. That's what you're giving out?
Yeah. Those are the copies.
It starts with the words Re'inu Shematzeva?
Yeah.
No, how did that get mixed in with all the other sheets? Yeah, that's the page. I need those back. The ones that say, if it says on it, the sheets that says Igros Haraya, that's Rav Cook, that's from Nosei Shabbos. I'm so sorry, could we have a pile up there to get next door to that?
That's why I said Matseva, that's what it
is.
Oh, Matseva.
Alright.
It's not safe of Yaakov Avin.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. So we're not going to get to the second page for a few minutes anyway. So we learned that the earliest mention that we have in Chazal of Tefillah by Kivrei Tzadikim, the Gemara in Sotah brings that Kolev, of course, went to Daven. He was Meshatech by the Kivrei Avos, and we spoke a lot about that. And we learned that it seems like a Davar Poshut to the Ran, and we'll go into other Rishonim as well, and Achrayim, that certainly one is not only permitted to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim, but that it seems to be from the most powerful forms of tefillah that we have. Not all of the Rishonim were comfortable with this, because there's an issur from the Torah that's called Derech Al HaMeisim. Now this issur of Derech Al HaMeisim, to seek out the dead, to seek out Derech Al HaMeisim, to seek out those who have died, is a subject of tremendous controversy in terms of what are the limits of that. How do we define that issur of Derech Al HaMeisim? So on the page that you received last week, it says on the page number 1, Mar Mokum number 3, which is Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel. You see that? Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel is a kadmon. It's brought down in the Bach on Yerideya Simen Resh Yud Zayin. The Bach brings down Rabbi Chaim Paltiel. This Shita is sometimes called Shitas HaBach. That's not really accurate. The Bach brings down Rabbi Chaim Paltiel. We'll see what the Bach himself holds later on. But the Bach brings down Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel. Let's learn inside. This Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel will be the Ovi Ovis of all of those Rishonim and Achronim who view this inyan of davening by Kivrei Tzadikim in a very restricted and very, very controlled way. Hevi Yadua. This is very important and famous Maamar Mokum, again, brought down in the Bach. Have you done him oid any nifla al bnei adam hanoidrim leilach al batei kvaris? He said, you should know that I am astounded by people who make neders, who commit themselves with the nedarim to go to take trips, to go to cemeteries. Kitzas hayadayim l'derish al hamaisim. Now pay careful attention to the words. He doesn't say yesh by iser, yesh by iser derish al hamaisim. He says what? Kitzas hayadayim l'derish al hamaisim. He doesn't even say doime, he says ktsas, hayadoime. It's a little bit similar, it resembles a little bit the Isser of Darish al Hamesir. The Lomatsina Raklagabi Kalev, Shtin Shateach al Kivhe Ovis. Because all we can find when we look back to the beginning, and we see that Kalev went at the time of the Meraglim, he went away from the other Meraglim to Davin by the Marasa Machtela. Haynu Shemispalim Lashem, that he went to Davin to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umokim Kaddish Garim Shetehei Tfilos Nishmas. Rabbi Chaim Peltzil says that we don't find that Kalev was speaking to the Ovis or is asking the Ovis to do something for him, but rather that Kalev went to Umokim Kaddish. The Beis HaKvaris, the Beis Olam, is a holy place because the tzaddikim are buried there. So Kalev went to a Mokum Kodesh, to Davin, when he was in a difficult situation. But he went to Davin there to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Mokum Kodesh, when you're in a holy place, Goyrem should tehei tefilos and nishmas. It helps that the tefillah should go up. This is the whole makar of a person having a mokum kavua. Avram Avin returned to the place where he had davened. He returned to the place we davened. Even if sometimes you have to daven at home, the poskim tell us if you're able to, it's preferable that if you have to daven sometimes at home, that you should have a place where you daven. That is to daven in that place at home. If you have no choice, and you can't get the shul for whatever reason, but you have a makom kavua. Because we see that when there's a certain kedusha in a place over time where there's tefillahs, or in the case of the Beis HaKvaris, where the tzaddikim are buried, so Avraham Avinu would return. Ela makom asher omad sham. Melamed sham makom garim. But place makes a difference with tefillah. That's what we learn. Place. Location makes a difference with tefillah. Inami. Where we also find Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel says, Adam Shebiza Sameis. We find in Chazal a number of places where there was a person who had been Mevaza the Meis. Either he was Mevaza the person while the person was alive and he never had a chance, he never went to ask for Mechila, or he was Mevaza a person who was no longer alive. He disgraced and spoke Lashon Hara about a person who had died. L'chvoidam Shetech Al Kivro. And in order to appease the mace, we do find in many places in Chazal that a person would go either by himself or he would go together with a minion, but he would go to the kever of that person who is mevazim. Zematzinu. That we have found. Chagig is only one example, there are a number of examples. Achnoshim uvnei odem she'enem yaydem. However, women or other people who do not know, it's not clear what he means by that. The simple pshat would be who do not know who you're davening to and how to daven when you're in the cemetery. People who might make the mistake to think that you can appeal to the dead to do things for you. You could daven to the dead. Zeh lo yadati, halichasim lama. I don't know why they're going. Vani rogil l'chal aboyim elai. And I have a custom that whoever comes to me and I find out that they made such a neder that they're going to go to a Beis Olam somewhere, they're going to take a trip, they're going to a cemetery, he says, Vani rogel l'chol boim elai liftoach lehem b'charata v'yatir lehem ha-neder. I arrange for them to be matter this neder, to get out of this neder, to go to the cemetery. V'yitan l'tztoke mashayim ha-yisei l'derech. And instead, the money that they were going to spend on the trip, to give it to tztoke. V'achakach yitin mashenisha, and if there's money left, let them use the money kafi mashah yatarchai, v'hiluchai, whatever it would have cost, other expenses along the way might have cost. Zayitin letztaka, give the money to tztaka, and v'yinotzel mitzaka. Give the money to tztaka, and v'yinotzel mitzaka. And you will be spared, God forbid, any tsaris, meaning screaming and crying. You don't have to go to, don't go to the cemetery. Take the money you were going to spend on that trip, give it to tztaka, v'yinotzel mitzaka, and you'll be fine. You don't have to go to the cemetery. You shouldn't go to the cemetery. This shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, which is not yet entirely clear, is brought down also. We have a similar mahalach that's found in the Maharil, one of the great Rishonim of Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Maharil and Hilchas Tainis, where we see that we see from the Gemara that when it was a fast day in particular, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see it soon that Jews would go to daven in the cemetery. So the Maharil brings over there that the whole inyan of davening in Beis HaKvaris is because of Kedushas Amochim. It's because of the sanctity of the place. And he writes there, V'shalo yiftle klal el ha-mesim, do not speak to the mesim at all. Mommy, daddy, whatever, abba, yima, do not speak to the mesim at all. This is the Maharil. Do not speak to the mesim at all. Allah, he says, La-Kadosh Baruch Hu b'schus ha-tzadikim. Go to daven, and like you always daven. But you introduce the tefillah by saying the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried here, I'm turning to you, and there's schus, and so on and so forth. So this is the mahalach of Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, of the Maharil. The Chaye Odom in Klal Kuf Lamed Ches Paskins like this, the halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tanis, the Mishnah Berurah over there, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Rosh Hashanah, the minhag to go to daven in Beis HaKvaris, Erev Rosh Hashanah is the minhag to go daven in the cemetery. The Mishnah Berurah brings this also in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. So as I said, this is the view that is the restrictive view, and all of the poskim who are machmir in this inyan, will always begin with the shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel and the Maharil that I just mentioned. We're going to the Beis HaKvaris is fine for those who understand that you're davening to Hashem. You're not to be derish al ha-meisim, not to speak to the dead, but to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the schus that you know Malkum Kaddish, that the tefillahs, like my caller, that the tefillahs have a special koach in the Beis HaKvaris. Going back to what Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel says, that kiktsas ayadayim l'darish al ha-meisim. It only resembles the isra of darish al ha-meisim a little bit. So let's now learn what is the isra of being darish al ha-meisim. What is that isra of being darish al ha-meisim? So Rashi in Sanhedrin and the other Rishonim, they speak about the isra. For instance, a type of sorcery, of witchcraft and occult, Oiv v'yedoini, where people would go to the cemetery, they would take a gulgolish, they would take the skull of a dead person, and they would use certain practices and kishuf to be able to bring out some words from the skull, that the skull would talk to the person who knew how to use these kaiches and so on. Or the Gemara gives another example of somebody who's marav atzmai. He starves himself. He fasts for a number of days. V'lon bebeis akvaros, and he goes and he sleeps. He lies down. He lies down in the cemetery. Kidei shetishula ruach tuma, and by fasting and staying in the cemetery for a number of days and nights, a person would do this in order to bring a certain ruach tuma upon himself. And as a result of that, Yislabish alav ruach hameis, the Gemara says, the ruach of the mesim somehow would connect The ruach of the mace would connect to the person who was involved in these practices, and as a result of that, the yigal loy talumais, the person would be able to know things that were going on, were happening, or like we have stories in the Gemara that would hear the mason talking to each other, and the person would know what's going to be in the future, because the mason was schmoozing with each other, what's going to be, what's coming up. Or they would go to the basic forest and they would take an etzem of an other mace, the bone of a dead person, and they would go to the grave and they would concentrate there, and as a result of taking the etzem of the mace, or either by the grave or by the relatives' graves or going somewhere else, they would concentrate, and as a result of that they were able to conjure up an image of the mace, and they were able to communicate with the dead in such a way. These are the classic terms that are being used to define the issue of Darus HaLamesim. To see that inside, look at the Lashon of the Rambam. So Mayer Mokam number 4 is the Rambam Hilchas of Adizara Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. Well, the Rambam writes, it's on the page in front of you, number 4, Eizu Darus HaLamesim. What is Darus HaLamesim? Eizu Darus HaLamesim. Person starves himself, fasts, and he goes and sleeps in the cemetery. In order to bring about that the mace will appear to him in a dream. And the mace will help him out with the information that he was seeking. Like a seance, I think, right? That's to make some sort of a... to do something, to engage in some practice, some in order to bring about communication from the other world. V'yesh achayim, and there are other people the Rambam says, shem loiv shem malbushim yiduim, that they would put on certain outfits, I guess Halloween costumes. They would put on certain malbushim. V'oimrim dvarim, the whole inyan of that Avodah Zarah is connected to being Darish Alameisim. It's the whole inyan of that Avodah Zarah. And they would say certain incantations, umaktirim k'tayris yidua, and they would bring some incense, they would light up some incense, v'yishenim levadam, and they would go to sleep by themselves over there in the cemetery, k'desha yavai meis ploini v'yisarpi mabacholim, in order that the mace that they were interested in connecting to, that dead person would come in a cholim in a dream. K'lolo shodavim. The Rambam's definition is clear. That the Issa Deraisa of Darish HaLamesim requires that a person does a Maisa. Kola Oysa Maisa. And what's the purpose of the Maisa? Kidesh Yova HaMais V'Yodiyai. The definition of the Issa Darish HaLamesim is that one engages in some sort of a ritual or practice in order to communicate with the dead. Like it. And when a person does that, then he gets Malkus. That's the Issa Deraisa, and he's worthy of punishment of getting Malkus Shnemar, Le'yimotzi B'chamavir, and then he goes on, V'doyresh El HaMesim. So now we can understand that Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel could not say anything more than Ktsas, Doima, Doima, Ktsas. It resembles a little bit the Issa of Darish HaLamesim, because as far as the actual Issa of Darish HaLamesim, like Korov Zeh El Zeh, going to Davin in the basic chorus, even if you say Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yomori, as it's printed in the Manaloshim, we'll talk about that. Even if you say Shalom Aleichem, Avi Mori, Imi Morosi, Shalom Aleichem, Yankel's here to see you. Even if you talk that way, nobody could possibly say that there's an Issa Deraisa of Darish HaLamesim. That's not the definition of Darish HaLamesim. And nobody argues with the Rambam, Lahaloche, even though, again, I'm not going to the Shita Sarai, but there are different in the Rishon to the discussion. But the Pashtus in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch is that there's no such thing as an Issa of being Darish HaLamesim by going to the cemetery and davening there and speaking to the mace. And in fact, the Prima Godin brings down the Ishal Avram, the Sefer that I mentioned a moment ago, which is called Mana Lashon. Almost all Jewish homes in the old country had a Mana Lashon. If you go to the Rebbe's oil, 10-15 minutes from here, you go there, you see there are a bunch of Mana Lashons. And it's a very, very old and respected Sefer, Mana Lashon, of Tilas. And in this Sefer, Mana Lashon, the Mesim are being spoken to directly. And not everybody agrees with that. But to say that there's an Issa deraisa, like you'll find some people, there was somebody who wrote an article recently in a journal, he wanted to present this Ki'ilus, the Sugya of Darish al-Mesim, and that there's an Issa deraisa, what's going on by the Beis HaKvaris, like Karev Zelza. That's not an Issa deraisa, it's not an Issa derabanan. The Shaila is, what is the correct way to daven in the cemetery, and what would be satisfactory even to the sheet of the Maharil and Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel. Now, on this note that I mentioned from the Manaloshin, the sheet of Zohar HaKadosh is also very, very clear. In many places in the Zohar HaKadosh, in many places, we find that the Mesim would be spoken to directly. In other words, that tzaddikim, tanoim, they went to the cemetery, not only because it was a Mokum Kodesh and they would daven regular davening, tilim, but they would go to the Beis HaKvaris and they would speak to the mace, directly to the mace. I'll give you just an example. We're going to see brought out a few others when we learn inside. The Zohar Kodesh, Nechel Gimel, Ayin Aleph, a lot of this is in Pashas Achrei Mais in the Zohar Kodesh. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says, asked by a kever, he asked the mace, why is it, when there's a problem with rain, when there's not enough rain, why is it that everybody runs to the kvaris? Why does everybody run to the cemetery to daven when there's a shortage of rain? And he asked, Rabbi Yehuda asked, isn't there a problem of Darish al-Amesim? Rabbi Yehuda asked. So from here, there are others who bring this as a rai. Oh, you see, there is such a thing. So he is. Isn't there a problem of Darish al-Amesim? So the mace responded. And the mace told him that the issue of Darish al-Amesim is only when you go to be Darish by the Rishoyim who have died, to speak to the wicked who have died, to try to communicate with the wicked, to speak to them, that they're dead while they were dead while they were living, and they're dead in the other world. But the Zohar says, Rabbi Yehuda heard, that tzaddikim, that to daven by, to go to the kivrei tzaddikim, shebimisosam, Chazal tell us, kruyim chayim, that even when they're dead, they're still considered to be alive. So the Rabbi Yehuda was told, muta umuta l'spalim, muta to daven by the tzaddikim. The whole din, so that perhaps there is a problem speaking to the mason, even though it's not a deraisa, but maybe there's a problem speaking to the mason. But Rabbi Yehuda was told it's by the mason of the Rishoyim, the wicked. But by the mason of the tzaddikim, there's no problem. And the Zohar Kodesh brings a remarkable rai from the Pasuk in Kehelas, where it says in Kehelas, v'shabeach ani es ha-mason shekvar mason. Shlomo Melech says, Shabech, I praise, Shabech ani es ha-mesim, shekvar mesim. Did you ever hear of a mes, shaloi mes kvar? What does that mean? Shabech ani es ha-mesim, shekvar mesim. Ha-mesim, shekvar mesim. Mesim, ha-mesim, that's it. So the Zohar Kodesh learns that the Kavani is talking about the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim, even when they're alive, they're called meisamai, because they're meimis atzmam, because they kill themselves learning Torah. Adam ki yomus ba'ohel. Right? Adam is meimis atzmai ba'ohol shel Torah. Yaakov ishtam yoyshev ohol. To be meimis atzmai. The tzaddikim, while they're alive, they kill themselves, meaning they're moisa nefesh and they're avodas Hashem. And after they die, then they kruim chayim. So Shabech Anias HaMesim, this is what the Zohar says, I have praise for the Mesim. Shabech Anias HaMesim, that means that tzaddikim, who while they're alive, are called Mesim. Shabech Anias HaMesim, and I'm allowed to continue with them, Shekra Mesim, after they leave the world. That's how the Zohar learns Pshat. So this is the first teretz. It's brought down the Minchas Alozer, the Maram Shik, and many, many other Achronim bring down all these Zohar HaKadosh, that the whole issue of being Darish for the Mesim, Al Pi the Zohar, is only by the Rishoyim. It's only talking to the Mesim or Rishoyim. then the Zohar has a second teretz. A second teretz. Is there a problem? Is there something wrong? Yes. No. Then there's a second teretz. And this is a little bit more tricky. The second teretz that Rav Yehuda heard over there in the cemetery is that the Umas Olam by the Goyim they used to be in the spooky shows, pray for the dead and the dead will pray for you. So by the Umas Olam, the Zohar says, the Goyim, they pray to the Mason, and they ask the Mason themselves, can you do this for me? I need this, I need that. I need, this one is sick, pray for the dead, and the dead will pray for you. Otherwise, they would ask the dead to be piled. That sentence is not really accurate. They would ask the dead, the one who had died, they would ask that dead person to be piled, to do something for them, a taiva. But Yisrael, the Zohar says, but by Jews, first of all, we go to the cemetery and we do tshuva. We go to the cemetery, we see over here, coming to the cemetery, and you walk into the place and see this tzaddik and that tzaddik, you see your grandparents, and you start to cry, you do tshuva. And then you ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear your tefillos in the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried in this place. That's the second teretz of the Zohar. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, first day we do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear the tefillos in the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried in this place, or the tzaddik by whose grave I am now standing. Now look in the at the bottom of that page, the first page, Shulchan Aruch. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see a little bit from the Shach who brings the Bach. So from this second teretz of the Zohar, we could hear that the inyan of davening that there. Is care, the care must be taken, perhaps according to the second teretz of the Zohar. The first one sounds like a talk, you could talk to the tzaddikim. That's not a problem. You can't talk to Rishayim. You could go to the Kivrei Tzaddikim and you could talk to the tzaddikim. The second teretz is that Jews, we don't ask the tzaddikim to do things for us. We go to Daven Takarish Baruch on the schus of the tzaddik. Which sounds like what the Ma'aril and Rabbeinu Chaim Patil are talking about. Now, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is in Yerdei Kuf Ayin Tes. So you see there, Yud Gimel, Dorish Al HaMeisim. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Dorish Al HaMeisim, Zeh Shemar of Atzmai V'lon B'Beis HaKvaros. That's talking about a person who starves himself with fasts and he sleeps in the cemetery. Kadesh Tishrul of Ruach HaToma. Like the Rambam, he brings one of the examples from the Gemara. So the Achrayim are talking about this. That means Shulchan Aruch says that only this is Dorish Al Meisim. We're just using one of the examples to say that. But nevertheless, it's some sort of a practice, some sort of a ritual to be able to bring upon oneself a Ruach Tumah from the Meisim. Now, this is before we go to the Shach. Look down on the bottom where it says Yudalit. You see that? That's the continuation. See if Yudalit over there in Kuf Ayin Tes. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Lashbiya sachayla lo shavei lov la'ach hamisa." A person is dying, and you make the person swear that the person is going to come and talk to you and communicate with you in a dream or something after he has died. We have stories like that. That before the person dies, you mashbiya the person to come back and tell you stuff. "Lashbiya sachayla lo shavei lov la'ach hamisa lahagil lo yisar she yishal oisay muter," to come back. To give you some information. So Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. That's permitted. There's even a famous joke like that. That you know the I'm sure you know this. I think I heard this from Michael Levy to begin with. so I want to say b'shem Imrei. I think Michael told this to me. These two Jews that they were very old and they both were crazy Michigana, you know. Michigan baseball fans, Michigan Yankee fans, baseball fans, baseball Yankee fans, yes. So, the first one was Otdot was going to die. So Yankel was dying, and Moshe asked him, Yankel, you'll do me a taiva. All my life I wanted to know, is there baseball in the Olam HaEmes? You know, my whole life, I want to know, in the Olam HaEmes, is there baseball? This is important to me. So he made him promise he'll come back and tell him. So if the Shuvi comes to him in a dream and he says to Moshe, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that there is baseball in the Olam HaMetzius. The bad news is that you're pitching tomorrow. So there is such an Indian. There is such an Indian. But the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter. That you could do such a thing. You could be Mashbiya, the Meis, not the Meis, the Choyla, the sick person. You come back and tell you something. Mutter. Then the Ramah says, it's a little bit hard to see, you see, V'yesh matirin. So the heter there is, okay, the guy's alive. He's still alive. He's still alive, and I'm not talking to a mace. I'm talking to a living person. So I'm asking this living person, do me a taiva, I need to know something, can you tell me after you die? But he's right now, he's alive. But then the Ramah says, V'yesh matirin afilu la'achar ma'isai. There are those who are makel to even ask, it sounds like to ask the mace for information. This is la'achar ma'isai. It's a very mysterious thing. This is the Ramah. He says, as long as you're not mashbiya the guf, there's nothing with the body, with the bones or anything physical, and you only go and you go to the kever and you mashbiya the ruach, or you don't go to the kever and you make the ruach of the mace take an oath. Fine. Now, back up to on top of it. Not all the way on top. This next door it says the Dar Shalom Esim. You see by the Shach, Dar Shalom Esim, which says Tesavav by Sifu Gimel. Dar Shalom Esim Nimsa B'Tshuvas Maharach. We have found in the Tshuvas of the Maharach, that's where Rebbeinu Chaim Paltiel. Rebbeinu Chaim Paltiel was a Talmud of the Marami Rutenberg, who was the father of all Chachmei Ashkenaz. Nimtza b'Tshuvas Maharach al ha'noidrim leilech, it continues just right underneath in the Rashi's writing, the Shach, that it's found in the Tshuvas of the Maharach al ha'noidrim leilech lebeis ha'kvaros k'tzas ha'yinir k'doy shalom eisem, that it resembles a little bit Dershal Mesa. V'habach kosav l'kamon soif simen reish yud zayin. And the Bach brings down Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, which we learned. Shekor hechziku b'minag zeh v'ein isser b'dova. It's shocking how many places you'll find that they quote the Bach. Ki'ilu the Bach agrees with, and passages like Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel. The Shach brings over here the Bach, where the Bach himself wrote, Shekrach Ziku b'minigze. In other words, he brings Rabbi Nechan Peltiel, and there's cause for concern or for some alarm about how people, especially the women, or those who are uneducated, would daven in the cemetery. But the Bach ends by saying, Shekrach Ziku b'minigze. Krach Ziku b'minigze, the simple pshat is the meaning of speaking to the mason. Shekrach Ziku b'minigze, Vein isa b'dav. Ayin Shah. Vein isa b'dav. And the Lamaisi, it's not also. It's not also. Ayin Shah. Now, turn to the next page, the one you just got today. Or the correct one you got today. Where the first word, the big word should say there, aval. Okay. Now, a little bit of an introduction. That's the Maram Shik. But a little bit of an introduction to the Maram Shik. I mentioned last week that there's a big tumult by the Poskim regarding the tefillah that we say, the piyut that we say in Slichas, Machnisei Rachamim. There's a very, very big tumult. Machnisei Rachamim, Hachnisu Demoisenu, Lefnei Melech, Misratza B'demos. I mean, it was speaking to the angels. The angels of the Machnisei Rachamim. And we're asking the angels, we're asking the Malachim, you see our tears, take our tears and bring our tears before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole tefillah, the whole tefillah. And I mentioned just in passing last week, the Maral. The Maral is found in the Sivas, or in the Siv HaAvoida, Perek Yud Beis. which I didn't notice that, but Bikatai, if you have a chance to look inside. So in the Nesiv Ha'avoyda, Perek Yud Beis, there the Maharal writes very, very strongly against saying this Biyu, about saying Machnis Erachman. He's very much against this. He says, Bechlal, it's not roi to daven, to malachim, to speak to angels, to daven to malachim. To speak about malachim, meaning Michal, Nismael, Gavriel, that's fine. But to talk to malachim, and to ask malachim for favors, so the morale was very, very much against. What about the Gemara and Tanis, and Daftez Zayin? The morale brings that when it was a fast day, when they were going to Tanis, let's say it wasn't raining or something, it was a famine, they would go out to the Beis HaKvaras, Kadesh Yispalu HaMeisim L'Rachamim, in order that the dead should help us and daven, that there should be Rachamim, that there should be rain. So morale says, that doesn't mean that we're asking the Meisim, it doesn't mean we're asking the Meisim to daven for us. That doesn't mean that. But rather, it means that we go to the Beis HaKvaras, we just go to the Beis HaKvaras, and we say Tillim, we go to the Beis HaKvaras, and by being in the Beis HaKvaras, the morale says a fascinating thing, by being there and showing Derech Eretz and Kovod, by coming to the Meisim, Mimeli says the Meisim will go to bat for us. The Meisim will appeal to Hashem. We don't ask them to. We don't speak to them about it, the morale says. We come to the Beis HaKvaras. I mean, Mela, they're going to ask Rachman why. See, he says, Kameisim gam kin Yisrael. They're also Jews, the Meisim. Vehem oyhavim Yisrael, and they love Jews. The Yavakshu Rachman al Yisrael, the Marala writes. And when they see us, that we're coming, we're crying, we're having, it's an Esor, there's no rain, it's not, and we're coming, and we're crying there in the Beis HaKvaras, we're saying till them, the Meisim am Yisrael, because they love us. You go, especially the tzaddikim and so on, and they're misoyer, and that then, as a result of that, they're going to go and they're going to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But to speak to the malachim, to have such an inyan to speak to malachim, but to speak to Mason directly, so Maras, we don't do that. Maras is that we have an inyan to ask a Jew to daven for us, and that's considered to be a chesed. If a Jew davens for you, you ask him a tayvet, do me a favor. I respect you in Elchid. Could you daven for me? And that's considered to be a chesed. But by a malach, he said it's forbidden. By a Jew, it's fine. Ask another Jew to daven for you. But by a malach, it's forbidden. And the reason it's forbidden is because by a malach, it could be derech tefillah u'bakasha. Because Jews are going to begin to think that you're davening to a malach. And that's how Avodah Zarah started. Like the Rambam writes, at the beginning of the Avodah Zarah, where everybody originally believed in God. But then they said, I'm going to bother God. God has this angel and he has planets and things. I could talk to them. And who am I? I'll talk to one of the intermediaries. And then the intermediary will go and talk to God. So Maral says, you can ask a Jew to daven for you. Because everybody understands that that's a chesed. And the Jews daven for each other. And it's not, when you ask a Jew to daven for me, you're not asking him because you think it's not that you're davening to him. But the Maral says, but to go to daven, to go and to speak to the Malachim, Malachi Rachimim, Hachnisu, the Mosel Femelch, the Sratzim, the Mos, to go and to speak to the Malachim, he says that's already Derech Tfilu Bakasha, and Chas V'Shom to daven in such a way. That's the morale. Now the Chassam Sofer, in his Shuvas, in Orechayim, Kuf Samachvav, the Chassam Sofer expresses a certain kind of discomfort with that piyut. He brings the morale, and the piyut of Machnis Irachimim, the Chassam Sofer is uncomfortable with that piyut. And we know from his Talmidim that although he himself did not say Machnis Irachimim, he did not say anything to the Oilam. He let the Baal Tefillah and the Oilam say it. He didn't say it himself. He didn't say it. What the Chassam Sofer writes there in the Tshuva is that the whole reason that a person thinks that it's Gedai to speak to the Malach, to go to a Malach, is because he thinks that the Malach would represent him better than he could represent himself. So Chassam Sofer says that a person thinks it's like you can't speak in court in front of the judge, So a hedyot, he says, or to speak to the king. So traditionally, a hedyot, a plain person who's scared, who's nervous, who doesn't have a way with words, traditionally, he would hire a person who would speak on his behalf to the judge, who would speak on his behalf to the king. But Chassam Sofer says, but a Jew needs to have a malach to speak for him to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Chassam Sofer says, every Jew is higher than a malach. A Jew is greater than an angel. A Yid is higher than a malach, which we know from many places. So you need to have somebody to speak to you, on your behalf, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chassam Sofer says a Jew does not need to have any melitz. He does not have to worry that Hashem is not makabel his tefillahs directly, b'sefer panim yafis. It makes no difference if he doesn't have a way with words, he's a megamgem, he doesn't know how to say things in a fancy way. He doesn't need anybody to speak on his behalf. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer was worried about this inyan. Where is this going to go? Malachi Rachman, where is this going? Now, the Chassam Sofer had a very, very great Talmud. He had many great Talmudim. The one who was considered by most to be his most outstanding Talmud was, of course, the Maramshik. The Maramshik you have in front, you have not the entire tshuva, but a part of the, it's not a long tshuva, most of the tshuva you see in front of you, it's the Maramshik. The Ram Shiks and Arachaim Semin Reis Sadik Zayin. And of course the Ram Shik was a bookie in everything that he heard from his Rebbe and everything that his Rebbe wrote. So whenever we see any, even what appears to be tiny discrepancy between the Psak of the Ram Shik and the Chassam Sofer, so there's swarm written about these things to try to understand. So here the Ram Shik says the following. Ma Shani Choshesh. He's talking about davening in the cemetery. He's talking about davening by Kivrei Tzadikim, by Kivrei Avos. Ma shani choshesh, the lechayre yeshleim idehei aser, not because of Darish al-Mesim. Darish al-Mesim, Ramshik's not worried about. Why is he not worried about? The Rambam l'shulchan. The Rambam l'shulchan says Darish al-Mesim is some kind of practices with the mice, with the occult, or with rituals, with bones and with bodies and so on. So Ram Shik says, it's not Darish al-Mesim. That's not what I'm worried about. But I'll tell you what I'm worried about. Mishum shedarish u'chazal lo yehe lecha Elohim acherim. You can't have any other gods. Shloi tehei korei loy lemichoyel v'loy legarviel. Ram Shik brings from Chazal on the Isser, which is in the Aseret Hadibros, Lo Yehi Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, no other gods. So Chazal say on that, Shleitei Korei, you should not be calling out, davening was calling out, Lo Yehi Michor V'Lo Yehi Gavriel. Not to the angel Michor, not to the angel Gavriel. Dainu, She'osr Lonu Lasois and Tzoyid Beinenu. It is forbidden for us to have any intermediaries between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'osu lo melasas emtsoi beinenu leben Hashem Yisbarach. Ve'eich nispalu shel nishmas ha'ovis yispalu v'yamlisu toiv ba'adeinu. So, going back to the concern of Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel and the Maharil, and what the morale was nervous about with the piyut. Eich nispalu, how are we allowed to daven in the cemetery? Shenishmas ovis, you go to daven by the tzaddikim or by the parents and grandparents. That what? Eich nispalu, shenishmas ovis, yispalu v'yamlitzu toiv ba'adeinu. How are we allowed to ask the neshamas of those who are buried here that they should take out tefillahs up to Hashem? They should go ask Hashem for help. Ukratzovchu al anuscho shel hatefillahs. We find by the Kadmoni, by his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, and then going back to Maral, Sovchon, the Schoshal Tfilis, they're screaming about the Nusach that we have, some of the Nusachs that fell into our davening. Shein Negin HaMalochim, that some places came into the Nusach of davening, where it became part of davening, to daven to angels. The Gambalav Hachi, The whole inyan that you need somebody else to daven for you, and that would mean even by a living tzaddik l'chayr. The whole inyan that you need somebody to daven for you, guf hatfilah shachem espalim bad ish kosher l'haven. Chalal, it's hard to understand. Ech tasa roishim. Why does that make? How could that make a roishim on Hashem instead of talking directly to Hashem? The Teretz Kosher Kan Onam Sheresh Doveze. Over there in Brachas, there's the Inyakiv, there's the Mahashah, but the Maram Shik says the following. Because there was talking there in Gemara Brachas about a conversation that was going on in the Beis HaKfaros. See, Zemar Sheresh Doveze. The shirt of this is as follows. So the Vadai Kimlu Lechazal, it's certain that it was completely accepted by Chazal and it was known to Chazal. Da Mesim Mitzdarim Bitzar Hakai, that the Mesim have anguish over our anguish. The Mitzdarim Bitzar Hakai. Kama Shadarshu Chazal Al Posik Vayareulonu Vlavi Seinu. Because I'll say, v'yareu, not only when the goyim cause us harm, it's v'la'avei seinu. Our ancestors who have left the world are suffering. When they see that their children and grandchildren in this world are miserable, then they suffer. There are many ma'isim like this in the Gemara and in the Medrash. That's why I mentioned last week. That Yirmiyahu Hanavi goes to Mesrach Machpelah and says, "What are you lying there like that? How could you not be screaming and crying? The Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed and you're not doing anything." So it's clear that the Mesim feel the pain of the Chayim. V'ayin sheneshamas haMesim yoidim ma'olam hazeh, that the neshamas of the Mesim know what's going on in this world. Manasseh boy, what's happening here? V'me'ein onu masigim v'yoydim al eze derechu, and even though we don't understand, perhaps, how that works that the Mesim are keeping up with what's going on over here, mikomokom ha'emes v'yatsu k'dvei chazal. We don't have to know, he says. Emes v'yatsu k'dvei chazal. This is accepted, and this is true. Chazal say this in many places, that the Mesim know what's going on, and then it's tarim, it's arachai, and it bothers them, it hurts them when we're in pain. Because of this, if the living come at a time of tzaros to the kever ha-meisim, to the kever, and we cry out, and we say that we don't know what the Yeshua is, we don't see a Yeshua, unless there's rachmanis min ha-shamayim. He didn't say that we're saying it necessarily to the Mason, but we come and we cry in the Beis HaKfaros. The Vada HaMesim is Tarim Tvei. Then when the Mason see Jews crying because of sorrows, then the Vada HaMesim is Tarim Tvei. Then the Mason get worked up. Vim Kain Ozi Shapya. We understand. Vim Shchusam Hu Kedai. That if those who are buried there are the kind of people who, because they were such fine people at tzaddikim, did not deserve to have the tzar that they're now experiencing. Once the living come, it seems that even though the Mesim know what's going on, but when the living who are going through the tzar come to the Beis HaKfaros, then the Mesim feel a tremendous tzar. And those Mesim were people who did not deserve that tzar. Maybe we do, the living, but they didn't deserve this tzar. That's one of the explanations of why it's kedai to go to a tzaddik to ask to give you a bracha, to go for a tefillah to a tzaddik. Because the tzaddik does not deserve the tzar. When you go to the tzaddik, you tell him I'm having a hard time, the tzaddik has aggravation, and the tzaddik does not deserve the aggravation. So in the schus of that tzaddik who doesn't deserve the aggravation, not because of you, but you got him aggravated. So in order that the tzaddik should not go through that, there's a koyach of tefillah of the tzaddik. So the Maram Shik says the same yisoid. Dimschusam hukedai, she'enim ru'uyim la'oinish yitztaru, merachem Hashem v'schusam. Hashem could have rachmanis even though they're living without worthy. But the mason were all upset, and in the schus of the mason, who did not deserve that kind of tsar, there could be Yeshua. But there's a sharper movement. Tefillah secherim ba'ad adam, like I said a second ago. And we can understand why it's kedai to have a fine Jew daven for you. Shapul hu gam ken al derech zeh. This inyan of the living davening for a person and the dead davening for a person, it's the same mahalach. Hamitztair b'tzaras acherim. Because the person who hears the bad news is mitztair. He has aggravation b'tzaras acherim. Amachas kam v'kama. If there's a tzibur of Jews that they know about such a thing, and the tzibur is mitztair, and they're crying over this person, that there's a schus that the tzibur has, and there are other Jews there who are certainly among them also that have big schus, it could help. Merachem Hashem aleim. V'ud echad min hadvarim shiroi sheyigra merachem emechesed. And this is one of the things that could draw down rachem emechesed shema oynish v'ra magia gam alachayrim sheyim ruim loynish. That those who are, do not deserve to be punished are suffering as a result of our suffering. Then we find that there's a midah of Hashem, that even al pi din, the one who is suffering himself, deserves to get punished, but those who love him and who are davening for him don't deserve that tsar of something happening to this person. So Hashem will have such a midah of going lifnim mishuras adin. That's the Akedah who talks about davening in Parshas Vayigash. Abakoshes Yehuda also, there the Akedah begins by talking about when Yehuda comes and says, Meis Yosef avur bin Yamin, that he says, remember what Yehuda says to Yosef, look, Hashem Yomanachna, right? But we have such a fine father, Yaakov Avinu. He doesn't deserve this. So Yehuda was appealing to Yosef, who he thought was the Mitzri. He is appealing to Yosef in the schus of our father. In other words, we deserve to get punished. And we Taki did the wrong thing, or the brother did the wrong thing. And he deserves to get punished. But Yaakov doesn't, their father is a tzaddik. Just another 2 minutes, we'll finish this. Now there is a bikish Avraham Avinu, and the same thing Avraham Avinu davens, Chalila l'chol l'ham is tzaddik in Russia. The tefillah of Avraham Avinu by Sodom, Chalila, why are you going to, Chalila l'chol, you're going to kill the tzaddikim and the Rishayim? The Rishayim deserve to die. Tzaddikim don't deserve to die. Dino Ayidei Tzarei. Also Avraham Avinu's tzar, his own tzar, that such a thing could happen. Chalila, how could you do such a thing? The Chazal say that if you daven for somebody and you also need that a Yeshua in that Indian, you're going to be answered first. You davke matfilu haderze should tzarach lo yisedaver. Also nenetchila b'schul say also aruchah gamachem, because this person who needs that same thing, he might have bigger schusim than the other person, and because of his schusim he can be nenetchila, and it can help other people also. Him kein mevur miyushav. The Torah forbids to attribute any godly qualities, any elokus, to anything that was created. That's an issur d'oraisa. Lo yilchol elim acherim al ponai. There's a fringe element who call themselves Lubavitchers that are over on this kaseidah. And they made the Rebbe Chalila, they made him into an elohus, into some sort of a deity. It's a crazy element. With that, didn't start that way, but that's where it led to. It's an issur d'oraisa. Litei milita elokus l'shum nivra. To attribute elokus, to daven to a nivra. To daven to a nivra. Afilu l'malach. L'kach osu l'espala alayhem sham ilitzu toiv ba'avureinu. Therefore, osu l'espala alayhem. We're going to have to work on this ma'amshik. We'll see from the Minchas Elazar. It's also to daven to the mason, sheyamlitzu toiva avareinu, that they should be melech toiv for us. Shebezen noisel ham koach usrovus, that by this you're giving the mason some koach, some independent koach. Now we're going to learn from the Minchas Elazar that they're all struggling with this maram shik. If you daven to the mason, say to the mason, you don't talk about God, you just say to the mason, Rebbe, do this for me. My kid is sick. Help my kid. Then you understand. You're making the Rebbe into Elokus. You're making me to some sort of a god. But if you go and you say, Rebbe, I'm begging you to plead my case before the Bar Yoilom, even though we saw that the moral doesn't go for that, but to plead my case, to be a Melis Yoisha to Rebbe Yoishlom, every funeral ends that he should be a good debater, a Melis Yoisha. To plead my case, Tzachar Shabaruchu. So how is that giving Koch Usrara? How is that giving Elokus? This is the tricky part of this sentence. Because it sounds like Ram Shik is saying, you can't even to be a Melis Yoisha. But is that attributing Elokus by saying to be Melis Yoisha? You seem to be giving independent Koch to the Mace, to the Tzaddik. That's not the case what all Jews have done from the time all the way back to Kolev and everybody that goes to the cemetery. Then he says, you hear what's complicated here. He doesn't say, like we heard before, in the shchus of the tzaddikim were buried here, Hashem should listen to our tefillahs. Then he that they should daven for us.
What's before was l'spalal aleihem.
Right.
Right. It's different. So you spell ba'adenu versus
it, so what are you saying? What's the difference? Ba'adenu,
Aleihem is...
Aleihem with an aleph, yeah. Or with an ayin.
It's with an aleph.
Right. So if it would be to daven, like we saw before, you go to the cemetery, they feel bad to daven for us. They daven for us. Okay, say that. Nobody has a problem, the Rashi has a problem with it, no one has a problem with that. You go to the cemetery, the tzaddikim's there, they're buried, they get upset, they daven. But but here he says, Loi kenem espalu kivas at tzaddikim. She espalu ba'adenu, on our behalf. Right? That's the correct translation. Ba'adenu, on our behalf. Ba'adenu. Ein nois lohan esaros b'zeh. So he's saying Yaakov Meir.
Before, the lekafas or espalu aleihem was the lashon before. So aleihem might be a lashon of
Akimah. Lekach also espalu aleihem means to them.
To them. In other words, it's a lashon. In other words, that you're davening to them as opposed to...
Okay, so the Michas Loz is going to have this in the Marmashik. The Michas Loz is going to say this chilik. Because he says right away, she is palu badeinu. She is palu badeinu. If you look in the drushes of the Marmashik, and they're spaden. The Marmashik is always saying by their spaden that he should be a Melis Yoisha. You're not giving any independent office or any covet or power. So here he explains. You just talk over with the mace. This is what I'm going through. This is what's happening in our family, in our town. This is what's going on. In order that what? You just inform. You're not davening to them to do it for you. You're informing them. You're letting them know this is what's going on. Apparently they need to be informed by going there. Then by doing that, you get the tzaddikim worked up. They go, oh, yeah, they're all upset. And in the schus of their tzar, they could be Yerachim Hashem. So there's no mokim to asa such a tefillah. So let's try to get this clear before the next shiur will have to pick up on this. So what does he mean? There's no such daven tefillah zu, tefillah what? What's the tefillah he's talking about? What does he mean, Ram Sheik? What's the tefillah?
Tzaddikim should daven for us.
So are we allowed to go there and say Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Are you allowed to go to Laurelton and go to the oil and say Rabbeinu HaKadosh? I'm telling you, this is what's going on. My kid did this, and I have this problem with Parnassa b'chul b'chul. I'm asking you, be a Melech Yosher Rebbe, go to the Kisei Kovet, and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intercede on my behalf, Rebbe. I'm asking you, Rebbe, to do this for me.
Seems like, no, you can't.
Okay, that's one possibility. That perhaps we could only, said perhaps it doesn't mean that I could address directly. That might be attributing Koach Usrara to the mace, or the other way that we'll see, one could understand is to say that no, as long as I'm not asking him else himself to do it.
Right.
But it's only ba'adeinu, then I could just be meidialo directly, upon him, to be meidialo the tsar, And by being Medila the Tsar, either I'm allowed to say, could you please go and help me out and talk to Hashem about this, or perhaps it means just to tell the Tsar. This is what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going through. I just came here to tell you this is what I'm going through, and leave it at that. So it's not 100% clear yet in the Maram Shik, and this is a very pivotal tshuva from the Maram Shik. Maram Shik is universally respected. It's very important, and the assumption is that he was makabel this way of davening from Chassam Sofer. So we need to understand clearly what the Maram Shik is saying. It's not 100% clear. You can say like this and like that. You can say like this and like that. In the Manaloshan, we are talking directly to the Mason. Mm-hmm. We're saying, Moiri Rabi, Ovi V'imi. We speak directly to them in the Manaloshan. So we have to still clarify the Nusach of Tefillah in order to know how we daven. To clarify, we need to finish a little bit Ramshik. Then we're going to see the next, on the left side of this, is a present Rosh Hashiva who goes through the main part of Michas Elazar to explain, because Michas Elazar is also not 100% clear. Because we see by the Ari HaKadosh, it's clear that by the Arizal, that he told Rabbi Chaim Vital, and he told his Talmidim, to go speak to the Mason. Clear. And it's impossible to just ignore the Ari HaKadosh. No one ignores the Arizal. So we have to understand the Nusach of Tefillah, so that in Mitzvah Hashem, when we go to Daven, that we could be confident. Because I find a lot of people that go, they Daven say, if I'm allowed to Daven this way, I hope, I don't know, maybe I am. If I am, could you help? if I just did now something that's wrong, then please help me that I shouldn't then get in trouble. And people don't know. They go all the way to Kivir Sadiqim. They don't know what. So we're going to have to learn exactly how to do this, and we're going to then see the Kuntres Hishtachlis from the Rebbe Yashar from Lubavitch, a way of being Mishtateach al Kivir Sadiqim, to know exactly the limitations, because there are limitations and people get crazy. So we have to know what the limitations are. In halacha, and then we'll be able to learn also in the Nifnimus. Also, I realize it's going to take another Tushim probably, because somebody pointed out, and it certainly cannot be ignored, we have to have a separate shiur just in the Indian of Kahanim going to Kivrei Tzadikim. It's a big problem, the Indian of Kahanim going, a Kohen being by Kivrei Tzadikim. Kahanim going to Kivrei Tzadikim, so in Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue, I don't remember what the date is, but it should be on the calendar, and we'll continue the next time.